Christ's death wasn't as an example. Christ's death was a sacrifice to be offered up to his Father, delivered up to the wicked hands of these religious priests. They offered up the Lamb of God, and it was to be temporary. He said, 3 days and three nights, and I'll rise again. Don't believe it. But on the third day, they came and found that tomb empty. There's victory in his death. That's why I said, don't weep for me. There was purpose in his death. And it was to save some that were even in that crowd that at that particular time may not have even known that they were the Lord's. We're not born in this world knowing Christ. But if he paid our debt, in time his Spirit, by the gospel, will be revealed in us. Our eyes will be open. We'll see him who paid the debt.
That word oil means that anointing oil that they used to set a king apart, or a priest, or a prophet in the Old Testament. In fact, when we talk about the Lord Jesus Christ, the word Christ is actually that word anointed. He's the anointed one. He's the one that God anointed to take the place of those sinners that he came to save. So these wounds are righteous wounds. But secondly, I would say his wounds, as we saw, testify against the unrighteous. There are those that nailed him to the cross. And among those that nailed him to the cross, there were those for whom he died. But there were others that were left to themselves. And those are the judges. Those are the enemies that are described here that ultimately would fall in their own net and their own snares. I dare say that that spirit is still in sinners today. They're not satisfied with what the scriptures have to say concerning Christ, but they transgress in their minds thinking there's got to be something more. You ever had anybody tell you that? Yeah, I know. I hear you talk all the time about Christ and crucified, but isn't there something more? What more do you want? What more do you need? In fact, it's a frightening thing to think that you would still be pursuing the fruit of that tree of knowledge and good and evil. And I will tell you, all of false religion is still in that tree. People are born with that spirit. They're just changing branches. When someone says, well, I think I'm going to go down and try this denomination. Well, have at it. It's just a different form of works. You're still eating of the fruit of that tree of knowledge of good and evil. I think I need to experience this. Well, it's still part of that tree of knowledge of good and evil. And not the tree of life. There's only one tree of life. And that is Christ and the revelation of Christ.